Scaredy Cast. We got a creep of the week.
We do. Peruvian police took a man into custody over the weekend who was carrying around a mummy that is believed to be 800 years old. Wow. He's carrying it around in a food delivery bag. I don't know. I've been trying to find where he found this thing, and it's like not saying. It's always the questions that you want answered most that are never in these articles. But this man is 26 years old. He named the mummy Juanita and referred to the remains as his ancient spiritual girlfriend.
No.
At home, she's in my room. She sleeps with me, and I take care of her. This thing is...
Can I see it?
Like,
does it look like ET?
It's like a rock, and it's like in this fetal like position. There's a better picture here. I'll show you.
How did he get?
We don't know.
I'm still trying to find.
He just appeared with it.
So that's like what it is. Like it's like all curled up.
It looks like a fetus, like a dried out fetus.
Yeah.
Let me see the guy.
Will make a difference if he's.
Yeah, like why does he go get a real girlfriend?
Because obviously there's something. Right in the head. Most of our creeps of the weeks, there's not something right with them.
I know there's no way doctors listen to us because we're way too stupid for them. But like, is there a doctor that can tell us what actually happens in the brain to make you think that this 800-year-old baby fetus is like your spirit lover? Like, come on. What is this?
I bet doctors listen to us.
Think so?
But not in the way you think.
Oh, God. They're diagnosing us?
No, do you have like, I don't know. Do you have like that person on your Facebook or your Twitter or wherever that you would just never actually be friends with?
Okay.
You just kind of followed them because like they were like
mutual
or like an acquaintance or like a work relative like thing.
Yeah.
But they just post the dumbest shit and you put them on mute.
But for whatever reason,
like once a week or so, you just have to go see what they're posting just to be like, yep, they're still stupid as shit.
That's my cousin. Like, my oldest cousin she's insane. She's just insane.
I bet that's doctors. I love you, Jamie, they're just insane. Like, God, these people are stupid as shit. Let me listen to it. You know?
Yeah. Like you just kind of want to see how like, stupid it is.
What the fuck are they talking about? Lungs are
it's
a
like,
muscle.
How do you even get?
Did they just say, Did he just ask Siri?
If look, it's a piece of us that expands and contracts. So, but I guess
there's
it
something like I think there. Well, there's something attached to it that like
well,
is
there's muscles.
Muscles
like in your abs and underneath. Yeah, like that's whatever this is right underneath my bottom rib.
We need a doctor.
Hurts because I think I pulled it or tore it.
Justin needs a rich doctor.
Yeah.
She says
only if you don't bother me. Just give me money.
Don't bother me.
So
okay, Zeke was looking over here weird, so I got worried.
He's like, what's happening? Hey, it's going off the rails, guys. He's like, actually, you don't have 20 minutes. You have 20 seconds. So let's wrap it up. So this doesn't super answer the question, but this guy, his dad had brought home the mummy 3 decades before.
Like the movie, The Mummy?
But I don't. So he grew up with this thing.
What?
I forgot we were talking about this story.
Pushing through the wall. Like Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Mummy the movie whenever the bad guy's like. I'm like.
Oh, yeah. He like sucked everything in.
Remember the beetles, scare beetles underneath your skin?
You're on the wrong side of the river.
I love that movie. Scare beetles scared me.
Dude, yeah. I don't understand how. I mean, they could probably still do this Universal. They can't really do- But like last year when it was Brendan Fraser mania,
why didn't they
grab him immediately, back a truck of money up to his house and be like, yo, let's bring back the mummy.
Or at least do what Johnny Depp did that like one time in Disneyland where like Brendan Fraser actually came into the ride and everyone's like, whoa. And
Brendan Fraser shows up at the Universal Studio, the mummy ride, and he's just hanging out.
And it's him. And then, and, you know, like Johnny Depp did in the.
If
people didn't even realize it was actually him. They thought it was an imposter.
If I ever got to play like a character like that in a movie, I would 100% do shit like that.
You'd probably just live as that character.
Like I would dress up and just show up at places.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
But also too, like, you gotta be safe about it. People are crazy.
Fuck no, dude.
All right.
If I'm like some bad. What if I'm like an action hero? I can just fucking
like Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, dude. Ooh.
He still looks great. Yeah, still doing.
He's
movies.
Still jacked. Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks a little tired, but I will say.
I mean, he's 80 years old. This man is tired.
But that's what I'm saying. Tired. Besides looking a little tired, that man is in so good a shape. It's like, holy crap. So is Oh my God, I just saw an actor. Crap, I gotta think of his name. He's
Sylvester Stallone.
No, he's a black
Arnold
dude.
Schwarzenegger.
He's black dude from
Michael J. White.
From I love him. From Ghostbusters.
Ernie Hudson. Oh, dude, fucking right.
Right. 78, and he's like a firefighter. Doesn't have a gray hair on his head. Him? Oh,
yo,
look
you need to look
up.
At 80. Isn't he almost 80?
Yeah, I think he's 78. And I saw it on a post. I was like, God, no way. This man is a hunk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're almost 80 years old. Act like it.
He's almost 80.
78?
That's insane.
And he looks that good. He's like ripped, man. It's crazy.
I'm jealous.
I know.
Ernie, what's your secrets?
Ooh, tell us. You and Will Smith, how come you don't age?
Yeah.
What's and Paul secrets? Rudd. Tell us, why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, I don't know.
You're giving me the shifty eyes.
Will Smith.
She's giving us the, I don't know about this. Like, I don't know about you two. Whenever she.
You were
nothing.
I can't wait for the next Bad Boys movie. Ooh. Brian, do you have a story?
Like what kind? For my life? Like, do you want a life experience?
Spooky fucking cryptid story.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that was just so like out of nowhere. Jeez. I mean, I was going to bring it up later, but if you want to get into it now, that's fine. That's cool. Yeah.
Get to his stories, and then he's always like, "We never get to my stories." It's because when
you're
like,
"You just throw it at me."
So, what, you want a life story?
All right,
you
want
to hear how I got here?
Tell me your life story.
All right, buttholes. I'm trying to have fun here. I don't know what you two are trying
to
do.
Grew up on Thunderbird Road. I know that.
Oh. I did not.
Oh,
that was my second house.
Oh,
wow, you fucked up.
Fucking.
You don't know where I grew up on.
You grew up on
Mars because girls are stupid
Hill.
Or something. Salisbury. You know that song? Something take you home. This story is a cryptid encounter by a person named Word Blender on Reddit.
Word Blender on Reddit.
If you guys were listening last week, I had told a few stories that I had found because I love looking up cryptid and creepy encounter stories. And I found a thread on Reddit that has apparently... allegedly true stories. So I love sharing them with you guys. So,
the alleged true stories of Reddit.
So enjoy.
Shit.
This person's Word Blender says, so this happened to my son when he was 17 years old. We lived in New Mexico at the time. Why are you laughing at me?
What part of New Mexico?
I'm not laughing at you. I was laughing at myself.
Okay.
Roswell.
Beck. Back to the story. My son, in parentheses, Cody, was riding along with his friends, Drew and Alex. They were in Drew's truck and Drew was driving. It was night. They were heading to Drew's house. Drew lived out in the country, so the road they were on was isolated and surrounded by desert. In fact, the whole area is flat and mostly dirt. Welcome to New Mexico, Arizona, pretty much the whole Southwest. As they're driving along, they see a man standing in the middle of the road. Drew slows down and they all expect the guy to move off to the side. This guy doesn't move. He just stands there. Drew slows to a stop. The guy's standing just outside the light from the headlights. He's wearing jeans and some sort of long sleeve shirt. They couldn't make out the features of the guy's face, but they could tell that he was facing them. Nobody moves for a few seconds. The kids start to talk about going around him, but aren't sure if they should pass by this guy or just turn around and go another way. Suddenly, the guy drops to all fours and starts running towards the truck. All the kids start screaming. Drew slams the truck into reverse and floors it. No. Now they're going backwards on this dark country road, and this guy is chasing them on all fours.
Going fast.
And he's keeping up with the truck. He's now entered the headlights. He's getting closer.
So he's not keeping up with the truck. He's outpacing the truck.
There you go. Drew turns the truck around. Jay turns it, whips it, and they all come back to the house. Just floor it. I was in the living room when they came running in, slammed and locked the door, and went tearing up the stairs to Cody's room. I went up to see what was going on, and this is when they told me the story. I've never seen them so pale and frightened. They were completely freaked out. This happened on a Friday night around 8 p.m. These were kids that would normally rather be anywhere except home on a weekend. That weekend, they stayed at our place the whole time. They didn't go out at all, and they only left because they had school on Monday. It took a month before they wanted to go out again at night. They would go anywhere during the day, but at night they usually gathered at our house. Mm. After a little research, they all agreed it was a skinwalker. Even to this day, if I bring up that night, Cody and his friends will really get really quiet and look scared. It took a long time for them to get past it, and they still think that talking about it will make it come back.
Yeah, well, so, it will. How do you recover from something like that? Like, even I feel like you don't.
Even if it's just like some like crazy meth head dude running on all fours towards your truck.
Okay, but that's not a human. That's not humanly possible.
Exactly, but I'm saying like even if. That happened.
Yeah, even if they're like just in reverse going like and a mile yeah, an
like
hour.
You know, it's just a guy that's crazy. Like, dude, some dude's on all fours running at my car in a dark road. What's he doing there? It's a middle of nowhere. How's it's he, a dark road.
Why is he going fast on all fours?
Yeah. And why was he just standing there? And then why is he chasing them? Like, regardless of whether it's something like paranormal or just like above, you know, human possibility, like that's terrifying. Sorry. It was bothering Tony the whole episode and I didn't mean to kill it. I think I just knocked it out.
I think you killed it.
Sorry. It's okay. Tone, I got your, I found your, oh my God. You're like an exterminator.
Hey.
I don't know why that's so sad to me right now because I kill those things in my house all the time.
I'm like John Goodman like in Arachnophobia.
Oh no, with him, John Goodman with the frog in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
I'm sorry, but if I am on a lonely dirt road and my pickup truck, you say?
Mm. You're running that thing over?
And a man, I'm not flipping in reverse. We're going to keep it and go.
So you're just going to take the damage? What if your car gets damaged and yeah, now it breaks down? Now it's on top.
It's going to hop on your hood and it's going to like totally like
damage.
This thing is supernatural if it's keeping up with your vehicle. Mm-hmm. If you ram it.
Yeah, I'm going to ram it.
Then you're going to, you know what? Best case scenario, it is a meth head. And then you're going to jail for manslaughter.
No, I'm not.
There you go.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Tony, I love you. Oh, you're going to hit him and go? He's a cone-fed fool.
You're going
to, I'm sorry.
You're going to run him over and leave and then have a, I know now what you did last summer situation.
And
happening.
Now you just killed a homeless guy and now you're wanted for like 7 felonies, bro.
It's not a homeless guy, but it's running on all fours. Okay. It's alien.
Okay.
Shapeshifter.
Alien.
Jabroni. It's
an alien.
And I'm going to hit it with my big old pickup truck.
Damn. What if I'm telling you, dude, you've ever hit a deer? You ever hit a deer on a road?
No.
And it like people like total their vehicles hitting animals. You're going to full force into this thing and hope that it just doesn't like mess your car up at all. Dude, listen, and you can just keep driving right on through it.
You don't know what kind of truck I got.
What do you got?
I got a
turbo diesel.
Hell yeah.
Raised up. It whistles. Yeah. You got to step up like a rope ladder just to get inside because it's so raised.
What if you have a car like mine? An 08 Toyota Corolla.
I wouldn't.
And you're going in reverse.
So here, you know.
You would never have a car like mine.
Right, right.
Not if I live out in the dirt road outskirts.
What if you're visiting your family in Ohio? What if you're visiting your family in Ohio? You know, you're just going on a dirt road.
I have family in Ohio.
That's where your wife's family is.
No, it's not. It's from Iowa.
That same thing.
And I'm gonna hit it with my car.
All right. So, what are you gonna do? What are you going to do, Kelly?
I'm going to shoot first, ask questions later kind
of
guy.
I think what I'm going to try and do, depending on the width of the road, is I'm trying to go around it. I think I can punch it, get fast enough, and then just whoop. Like, if I can go to one end of the road and then psych him out and go to the other fast enough, there ain't no way.
If the road is wide enough, I'm not just hitting in reverse. I'm like Tokyo drifting that thing, like turning around and going back the way I
thought
came.
She was gonna drift it and like swing the ass end and knock it like slam him like wham booty bump. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool. Except I'm not trying to kill anybody.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
and also like if it is like if I'm thinking this is a supernatural thing,
entity. Yeah.
I think it's no. My car's no match for it.
It's true. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So
like you got a lot of trust in your Nissan whatever it is.
I'm not in this car.
Oh. What car are you
in? He's in his big old souped up.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so what I'm picturing is, what's the guy from Mad Max, something Joe, that has the massive like truck with all the spikes?
Immortan Joe.
Yeah, is that what you're going to have in Kentucky? Dude, I'm going to have
people out there on your like.
I'm going to have the dude with the guitar driving behind me. He's like.
Like swinging the arm.
And that skin locker is going to be in the dirt road. Just be like. Oh shit!
What? Wrong car.
And then you blow the foghorn you have attached to that thing.
And shoot out the trunk of my truck. Like, and the guitar is like.
And then
I'm like.
witness me. Witness. And then Kiss pops out of the top shit. And start playing Detroit Rock City.
And then fucking Metallica joins them. Like,
I'm okay on that.
I do it.
Oh, that's where you lost them. That's where you lost him.
Metallica's lame.
And then I was going to say, then Megadeth jumps on.
Yeah.
Kicks Metallica off the truck.
And then they're like, oh, and he's like, move over. Move over.
Yeah, dude.
Lars.
Okay, and then that Skinwalker's just like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
Dave Mustaine.
What kind of truck is this?
Fuck you, Skinwalker.
You guys have said that word so many times today. Jabroni. I'm not looking forward to this.
Get out of the road, jabroni.
Hello, jabroni. It's me again.
We have fun.
We love you, Dave Mustaine.
Love you, dude. Okay, where are
what
we
if
at?
Dave Mustaine fought a Skinwalker? You think he'd win? You don't think Dave Mustaine would be able to
I love Dave Mustaine, dude. Megadeth fucking rules, but hell no, dude. Nah, he's old as shit now, too.
I think
he's old as shit.
Yeah, I bet he's in shape.
He was old when I met him, like 15 years ago.
I bet he's in shape.
I'm thinking about like Mick Jagger, like he can still move.
That's true. Oh, we just got a message from Gabriel. Says, ooh. Guys, OJ Simpson died today. Fun fact.
Damn.
Well, not today when you're listening because...
That was like 2 weeks ago.
That was a long time ago. She's behind the times. And if you're not a Patreon, we talked about this on Monday morning. If you're not a patron, you can go to patreon.com/scaredycast and listen to our opinions.
Calling
about
somebody
it.
A Patreon is like sounds like there's some sort of Transformer or Autobot.
He's one of those Patreon.
What else we got today? Got movies?
I
got two.
I got
do we
one.
Do we have enough time for
if we
movies?
Just go?
Go. Kelsey, go. You first.
Well, this segment is brought to you by Polar Bears Pop Culture Shop. It is your one stop shop for toys and collectibles from yesteryear and today. And of course, horror figures and merchandise. So if you're here local to Arizona, where we film lovely Scaredy Cast. Yes, Phoenix, Arizona. Sweet. It's located at 2240 North Scottsdale Road, Suite 102 in Tempe, Arizona. And make sure to follow their Facebook and Instagram. That is Polar Bears Pop Culture Shop.
And I'm going to say this, and I am not being biased about this. I do a lot of toy shopping. I have children, and I like collecting toys myself. I've been to every toy store in the valley. And Polar Bears is my go-to. They're always got cool stuff. Their price, the main thing is their prices are always fair.
Nice.
There's some toy shops where it's like, dude, like, really? Yeah. Come on.
I found, I won't name names, but I found I collect Predators sometimes. I found a $20 normal every day at Target. You can find Predator figures for $20.
Yeah.
$30 if it's a special edition. This one had this toy store I went to in the valley that my friend was like raving about. It was a $20 Predator that I could have gone to Target and bought for $60. They marked it up three times.
What, then there wasn't like a defect in it or wasn't like a
not at all
like abnormality.
It was probably the same toy shop where I went to buy some God of War figures and they had them for $99 in a damaged box.
Yeah,
and I went on eBay and bought them in a new box for $20.
Oh my God! Yeah, what a joke. So, anyways,
Polar Bear, they won't do that to you. Polar Bear's great.
Plus, like, what a cool name. Yeah. Just sounds cool because they're polar bears.
Polar pop.
I got two movies. Are you ready?
I got one. Do it. So
I'll
you
do
guys
them
rattle
real quick.
Them off.
Boom. The first one I watched a while back, but I don't think we ever discussed it.
Okay.
So I wanted to bring it up, especially to you since you love Predators so much. It is a movie called Sweetheart. Hmm. It used to be on Netflix, but now you have to rent it on like Amazon or whatever. But it's basically this girl, she gets shipwrecked on an island with a creature.
I know what you're talking about, and I really like this movie.
And
I
the
really
reveal
liked it.
Of the creature is fucking dope.
I was so happy.
Dude, so it's just this, she's on this island, it's nighttime, like a plane or something's going by, so she grabs a flare gun and shoots it. The flare goes way up, and then it goes out into the ocean, you know?
She, like, she sees something out there?
And then as it comes up, it like illuminates this thing just standing out there. Like,
it's like a swamp monster type thing?
It's like a predator kind of
like
creature.
A fish predator.
Yeah.
And what's cool about it is like this is like straight up Castaway with Tom Hanks minus Tom Hanks. Yeah. I mean, she has to like survive on this island by herself. And then now that's not scary enough because it's pitch black and you're on a remote island by yourself. But then guess what? Something's coming out of the ocean every night to crawl up on land and come.
Do they like cuddle?
You'll see. You'll see. Just watch it. I'm so glad you saw it, dude. It's good. I'm so glad. Yes.
She sees it on like the first night or she's been there for a while?
No, she's there for like a couple days. And then like one night she like shoots a flare and then like it's like the way like it's shot where like the flare goes up and then it comes down and like it's just like standing like a few feet out into the water just standing
there. Oh, so
it's
like, close.
Yes. Yeah. Because it you can see it standing. It's about like 7 feet tall maybe. Yeah. So like it looks like it's just standing in the water. And that, I got to say, that direction, like I said, chef's kiss. The flare lighting it up. Oh, so well done. So well done.
Went back and revisited an oldie but a goodie called Joyride.
Hold on. Rate it.
And where can you watch it?
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Me too. Good. Nice. Oh. Go ahead.
Joyride, I watched on my DVD.
Oh, nice.
Have I seen Joyride?
Joyride's with Paul Walker and Steve Zahn, who needs to be in more movies.
This is so funny. Kate has been wanting me to watch this movie for a week now.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
You've never seen it?
She said it's so good.
Dude, it is so
good. I was going to watch this.
I'm glad you have. Okay.
2 nights ago and then review it. And
I won't spoil anything for you then.
That's so funny.
Yeah, dude, it's like Steve Zahn and Paul Walker are brothers. They're on like a road trip and they have like a CB radio and they just start messing with truckers and they mess with the wrong one.
I love the idea of this. This sounds so cool.
So good.
Yes, that's what I've heard. Do you like it better than Fast and the Furious?
Lily Sobieski's in there too.
I don't like pretty much anything better than Fast and the Furious.
Just asking. I had to ask.
I mean, Fast and Furious is iconic, global phenomenon.
It's like wrestling.
Okay.
It's the wrestling with cars. That's what it is.
10 Joyride movies for a reason. But no, Joyride's amazing.
With the rewatch, what would you rate it and where did you watch it?
I still watch it on my DVD.
I still watched it
on my DVD.
I'm gonna give it like a good 8 out of 10.
That's big, dude. That's huge. What did you give Thanksgiving? 10?
Where you can watch
Thanksgiving. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you watch?
So it's definitely a lot different than anything that you guys have watched. But have you ever heard of the brand Brandy Melville?
Brandy Melville.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
You guys wouldn't. I didn't think so. So this brand, like, definitely.
Fuck you.
Well, you guys are uncultured.
Man, well, you're not a teenage girl in the early 2000s.
Speak for yourself. Maybe
sure.
I
okay.
Am.
Sorry. All right. Well, then you would have heard of it.
I was in touch with like, you know, the world then.
Yeah.
I was in tune with what was going on. I was hip.
The only reason I know about it is because my little sister, who's 5 years younger than me, she had like a bunch of Brandy Melville stuff. But anyways, there's this documentary on Max. It's called Brandy Hellville.
Oh, I like it. Is she like Lisa Frank? Or is she like Mary Kay? Or?
So this was started by two Italian men. And what they did was they would hire like teenage girls, but only they were like very particular about like what girls would work for them, who would rep their brand. Obviously, it's like the skinny, white, blonde.
I already don't like this.
Yes. And like, it's a little crazy. And it also talks about the world of fast fashion. So if you're into that type of thing, I recommend it because it definitely opens your eyes, even if you're not into that. But it's obviously probably
will it stuff hate me is, make the world of fashion more than I already do?
Probably yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And especially this brand because this brand is still around, and it's not even just like the sexism and like obviously like the little girls that were like repping the brand and the weird stuff that they were doing. Here's a perfect example: like girls would come into their store, and if they thought it like the owner would like
underage
that
girls,
girl,
girls,
oh yeah, like teenagers. And teenagers were working for them too, like 16 years old. And every day they would so people that worked for them, every day they would have to do a fit check where they took full body pictures and they send them directly to the owner of this thing. And like, if he didn't like the way that they looked or if they didn't have like, if he didn't think they were like attractive enough for a store or like fit the brand of a store, he'd be like, fire them. And they're like, well, what reason do I give? He's like, make one up. They're a 16-year-old girl. Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
And who cares about them?
Yes. And so it's all this crazy stuff. He had a text thread with like, all of the store managers like throughout like the country and like even like internationally. And he would like share like Hitler memes and like all this crazy stuff, like really like anti-Semitic, like racist, like kind of gross stuff. So it's like, and this brand is still around, still very popular.
I just
popular.
Like Googled them and like, yeah, they're still like selling.
They're
like,
extremely popular still. They're going under like, there's two like litigation trials that are going ongoing with them. And then also it talks about the world of fast fashion and like how at the end it is like positive because it shows how we can help like, you know, mitigate these type of things, which is very important. But yeah, if you're into that type of stuff, or if you were a Brandy Melville girl, that was not me, but I was very interested in this. I'd recommend it. It's interesting. Didn't fully capture my attention, but it's very insightful.
Didn't they just have one? It wasn't Lululemon. What's the other one? LuLaRoe. They just had a huge documentary on LuLaRoe, which is all the clothes.
I didn't even hear that.
Everybody, it's like leggings and clothes, and then the girls will go online and be like, all right, this is this Halloween leggings, whatever, whatever. And
LuLaRoe.
Yeah, and what you're supposed to do is it's like Mary Kay, where you have like your little stream. Oh, you go on live and you say, have, like, okay, look, this is a new blouse. Cool. And then and women will get these like garages full of totes and hanger racks and just thousands of clothes. Yes, I know multiple people that have done it. I dated one and she had freaking tubs of these things. Just like tons of them. Yeah,
I'm not a LuLaRoe lady and I'm not a, what's the other one over there? A Brandy Melville. I'm not a Brandy Melville gal.
Tell me you're a
I'm a
big dog man.
Nope. It's not where I was going with it.
I thought you were going to go.
Fright rags.
I'm a fright rags fella.
I love fright rags, dude.
But you,
them in cavity color.
That's what she was
selling. Ruined my
ugly.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're huge.
I was going to post this on the internet and try to get fright rags attention.
Okay, here we go. Try it again.
It's too late.
Okay. We can edit it.
Fright rags, we love you.
I love you.
I love you, fright rags.
Tony loves your stuff. We love your stuff.
Give us a discount code and we'll sell all your stuff all the time, please. Okay.
No, but for real, we do love you guys.
Yeah, for real.
Thank you. There, is that better?
There you go.
It's good.
Ugh.
Do what you want to say then. We've got to wrap this up.
I like it. I'm done.
Brian. Big dog.
Let's go to Fazoli's.
Wait, no. I have to tell my movie.
You already told your story.
I don't have a movie. What? I have a movie.
Oh.
Jerk.
Okay, go. Let's go fucking around. You know what? I'm just talking about this fucking movie.
Do you hear this? Are you serious right now?
Let's fucking go.
When are you going to... You need to stop drinking.
I don't like when mom and dad fight.
Oh, I'm just going to talk to Kelsey then because he's being mean. So I watched a movie. Called Life Changer.
Yeah, this is life changing.
Our lives will never be the same.
If you guys like dark, it's not super gory, but there is some gore. So if you're not super into it, it's bearable, I would say, just for this movie. This movie, I hate to tell you anything about it because I think it's way better to go into it just like right away.
Yeah.
But if it's one of those movies that if you read the premise on Netflix or Prime or whatever, it ruins the movie. So most people are probably just going to read it and then it'll blow it anyways. But there is a person that is a shapeshifter.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize right away in the beginning of the movie, they're like, oh, okay, it's just this like, you know, this couple or whatever. And then all of a sudden you're like, I'm sorry, what the actual fuck just happened? And you realize, oh my God, that person just took over that person's body and they have to keep taking over these people's bodies.
Like a body snatcher type thing?
Or they'll die.
It's almost like It Follows kind of a little bit, way, but like in reverse. Way.
But what this guy does and what's crazy is he meets this lady at a bar and he falls in love with her. And he wants to stay alive to get closer to her. But he has to be someone new.
In a bot. Oh, and then he has to always.
If it's a girl, you're a girl.
But then he if has you're to a make guy, this you're person, a guy, like,
but your body starts falling apart.
Ugh.
So that's when you know that you're dying and you need to switch.
Does he explain to her?
You'll see. You have to watch it because, and I will say the only negative that I have about this movie is two things. And I read this in like reviews randomly in other places too. They could have used a bigger budget and that's not their fault. But if they had a bigger budget, the movie I think would be even better. And I think that for the love interest for that to like really blossom, I think the movie needs to be a little bit longer.
Mm.
That part is kind of rushed, but you kind of have to just think like this guy's just so infatuated with this woman that he's going that far.
You know.
Dude, it's crazy. It's like dark and there's some twists and like it's really, really good. Mm. 8 out of 10, life changer. I want to say, crap, I can't remember what it was on. I can look it up right now.
Googles it. So hopefully someone listens to this and then they're like, what's this? Oh, I can get a big producer budget. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can redo this.
Life Changer was great. Whoever made it, I love it. It was so freaking good. Make another one.
While you're looking that up really, really quick, you guys, we just had an eclipse. And there was some crazy shit happening.
Oh, yeah. We did have an eclipse.
A lot of people had, like, weird things thinking.
I took a nap during the eclipse.
I was working. I had a meeting during the eclipse. And I also didn't have the eclipse glasses.
YouTube was Prime. Like, sorry.
Yeah.
Tubi for free. Fandango for free with ads, I think. And then AMC Plus, Amazon, or YouTube.
Right. If it's on AMC Plus, I think it means it's on Shudder, too.
Then there you go. Watch it. Life Changer. Boom. It is, dare I say, good.
Good. So the eclipse happened and a lot of people had a lot of crazy theories about what was going to happen.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Because there was all these conspiracy theories going out there because of course everything's a conspiracy now.
Yeah. I thought it was just an eclipse. And then all of a sudden there was a lot of people
like Tony texted us being like, if the rapture starts happening, we got to record it. Because if we're still here, if we're not raptured, then we're going
to. I heard it as a joke at first, like a meme that the end of the world was happening. And then I was like, okay. And then as the days got closer to the day of, there was so many people that legitimately think this is end times. Like this, after this eclipse, this is it. Wait for the trumpet. And I was like, guys, chill. Some people were saying it was a mothership that was covering, blocking out the sun.
I guess kind of like a mini creep of the week. Well, it's a sad creep of the week. This woman, she stabbed her boyfriend and killed her kids. And she was like an astrologer type thing because she thought like the eclipse was, it's going to like do something crazy to them.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Basically, eclipse is like.
The moon and the sun just keep crossing to saying, hey, what's
going
on?
And nothing. Hey, people are dumb.
What? But on a brighter note, people Googling why do my eyes hurt that coincided with
the
eclipse
that.
Happening like went up tenfold.
Yeah.
So searches for my eyes hurt or why do my eyes hurt? Like literally went up. There's this chart where it's like it goes up exponentially. It's like
because everybody's like, let's look at the eclipse without glasses.
Literally, like I think people think, oh, I can just look at it real quick. And it's like, no. Yeah. It literally will burn your retina. Like even after a few seconds, this woman from the last one that Trump stared at, which how is Trump still seeing? I have no idea because he stared at that thing for a long time. I don't know.
Maybe he was already blind. And why he's looking at it, he's like, cool,
and that's why he walks like that and stuff.
he's like a bat. He uses like clicks and whistles.
He moves around pretty good if he is blind without a walker. But yeah, like she was talking about how the last solar eclipse, she was like, oh, I can look at it for like really quick. And the next day, and still to this day, like one of her eyes, like she just has like this black
like a
spot.
Dot. Yeah. Oh no.
Dude, but crazy. Horrible. But yeah, I thought it was really funny. People Googling, why do my eyes are like right as the solar eclipse is happening? Like you mother.
Why is it this generation?
Did you guys see this footage of the, somebody had saw like a UFO shaped shadow, like dart through clouds when they were looking at the eclipse.
See that? That looks like a plane.
Look, like, no, look at that thing.
What do you mean? That's a plane.
Have you ever seen a plane fly that fast, low to the ground like that?
It's not low. It's in the above the clouds.
All right, well, fuck me.
Yo, that's I want to check with my UFO
repost
people.
Repost it.
No, I don't want to.
I do.
Nobody should see it. It's just a stupid plane in the clouds.
Kelsey, look what you did.
Well, it's going so fast. I can't even see it.
I don't care.
I want to pause on it.
Not a UFO.
Hey.
Did you post that? That's why you're so upset.
I'll ask my UFO people and we'll see. And if it's real, then we'll come back and
we need Jimbo's expert opinion.
Yeah, I need Jim.
We also need your expert opinion. Go to patreon.com/scaredycast able to support us in that way and to be able to get extra content.
Yep.
And also go to scaredycast.com to be able to keep in touch with everything that we're doing.
Mm-hmm. You can also buy merch. We have tons of new merch.
Tons of new merch.
We have events on there. You can buy tickets to our events on there, such as... Go for it.
Such as our live show at Ghostlight Theater, brought to you by
Evil Izzy's Haunted Emporium,
featuring Nathan Basil and
Dana Wisson.
There you go.
It's going to be an absolutely awesome show, you guys. We can't wait to be there. Have Nathan Basil out here.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, we have a sponsor for it. That's so dope.
So good.
So dope. We cannot wait.
We're making it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we're doing it
slowly but surely, like a skinwalker crawling away down a dirt road.
Hold on, I forgot to tell. I want to shout this out. Last thing before we go, guys, we also have a Discord. If you like our stuff or you want to hang out and listen to our stuff or just bullshit with us outside of just listening to the podcast or our events, come in the Discord. Well, don't come in the Discord, but come to the Discord and then you can, talk to us all there and post pictures and hang out. So we have a Discord as well. Check it out, scaredycast.com.
You gotta join the Patreon first.
Oh, do you?
Ooh.
Sucks. Better cough it up, boys.
What level?
Any level.
Any level.
So like, well, I mean, the paid level. Like, yeah.
Any paid level.
There you go. Yeah. Anyways, love y'all. We'll see you guys when we see ya. Bye.
Bye.
Nope. There we go. Can I get one from you, Tony? Just a little sign off.